Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I think I'll just start by saying it. So the guys in the locker room are very appreciative of the win. It was a very tough football game, all four quarters of it. There was a lot of emotion spent, a lot of ebb and flow to it. And guys feel very fortunate to have come out on top. A couple things that I said to the team in the locker room, if I can collect myself here. Number one is we took care of the football. That was number one. We took care of it, and our guys went out and got it. We had obviously two scores on defense. We had plus five on the turnovers and on the offensive side. And on the other side, on our side, we took care of the football. So we were clean there, which was very important. Number two is we said if we were going to come in here, we not only had to take care of the football, but we had to play disciplined and unselfish football. And we were very disciplined tonight with only four penalties. I thought that really helped us. And then finally, in the fourth quarter, we were able to hang in there, stay together and play together and be at our best. And I really appreciate the work our players did to get this thing done, and our coaches in preparing them to play. Very difficult game in a very tough environment to win, and we feel very, very grateful that we can come out on top here. You know, one thing we did is we kept our poise in the noise. That was number one tonight. We wanted to make sure we had no pre-snap penalties in the game, in the noise with our young guys. I think that was a big thing, and it wasn't easy to beat a great defensive front to the punch like we did at times tonight. Not all. Certainly they had their moments, too. It was their tough football team to run the football against, but I think no pre-snap penalties, playing in the noise, and being able to overcome, you know, initial surge, really, and being able to play hard enough in the first quarter to overcome, you know, their sense of urgency to win have the ability to match ours.
Yeah.
You know, I think that they amped up their game. There were some internal blitzes. We tried to run the ball a little bit. We couldn't do it. We had some second and third and longs. Very difficult to convert. They played a couple of oddball coverages, which we were finally able to unlock by getting Brandon outside on the go route. Just those things that came up. I mean, they're a good football team and a really good defense, and you know, we just kept trying to keep sawing wood and working to try to make some plays. Yeah, I just you know, there was some time there, and we talked about it upstairs, and I said take another look at it, and it was it wasn't even a majority of the guys; it was unanimous up there that Earl was in bounds. So the guys upstairs did a good job with that. Yeah, I mean, we had three conversions, which really helped us. I think he scrambled for one and took a vicious hit right in front of the bench, and you know, was hoping he would slide. He didn't, and just thankful that he got up after taking the shot that he took. The throw to Brandon was the go route on third down and long, and I'm trying to remember the last one. The Bennett on the touchdown. So you know, just as I said, the guys, you know, being at our best when our best was needed. That was one of those times, certainly, and it helped to have Julius, you know, take that ball back as well to close it out.
How's Mel?
He's under observation right now. I don't know anything at this time. Yeah, I mean, we tried to get after him and try to get a rush, and you know, Ben was exactly the Ben that we thought he would be. He was we were gonna bounce off him at times. He was gonna extend plays and make plays and throw it down the field, and he did. And they were able to, you know, make some real good explosive plays along the way. I haven't really thought about it. You know, every game's kind of independent of the next, and you know, we're just trying to play every game. As you know, we're going to go next week, and we're going to play 1-13 and see where we are. So we're really not. We're still in this evolutionary process of trying to find who we are. And those things came up tonight where we, you know, when the guys came to the sideline, we talk and say we can get better at this. There's things we can do structurally to help us get better and get people in the right places. So, you know, we're kind of a work in progress, but it's exciting. But at the same time, you know, I know our guys are going to come back on Wednesday. Their feet will be on the ground, and we'll be focused in on just trying to get better again. And there's certainly ways, as you can see today, in all three phases, that we can improve our football team. And we'll have a laundry list again next week to get after our guys. Yeah, I thought he did. I thought he did a very good job. And this could have been a very frustrating night. There were some people in his face. He had to scramble, but we knew going in it wasn't going to be simple. It wasn't going to be clean on every play, and we tried to give him the quick stuff and get it out of his hand. And at times we took some sevens, and it made it tough. The pressure was coming, and it was coming from different places each and every time. It's a very good defensive game plan.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.